Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape the community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
College is supposed to be a time of excitement, but what if you're leaving behind your family who don't have legal immigration status in the U.S.? This month's group chat is a conversation between two recent high school grads and best friends who worry about leaving their parents amid President Trump's immigration crackdowns.
We just graduated a few weeks, and we're going off to college. There's a lot of changes coming, some good ones, some bad ones. What are you most excited for?
What I'm most excited for, of course, is getting to start over, because obviously since I'm the oldest, I get to be on my own for a little bit, which is also scary, but I'm excited for that because being the oldest, having to care with so much, so I feel like that time is for me to breathe and be alone for a little bit and know how it is, like the true adult life, you know?
What was your family's reaction when you told them that you were going to go a little far away for college?
Well, my mom, she was very... me apoyaba mucho, you know, like she didn't stop me from being like, oh, you know, that's too far. But my dad, on the other hand, he was like more afraid. And obviously, since he's undocumented, he was more afraid of what if I go and, you know, I don't come back. But now I think my parents had a talk and they were like, you know what, if that's what she wants, that's what's going to be, you know, nothing's going to change that. So
in my experience, for my parents, my mom was the same. She was like, oh, it doesn't matter where you go, it'll be fine. But once I told her that I was accepted, like, 11 hours away, she was like, you don't have to go if you don't want to. But it's definitely something I want to do as the oldest again.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a step or an example I'm going to set for my siblings. And I want to make sure that as the first, I'll be able to set a strong example.
How have your parents talked of what's happening with ICE? How do you,
like, how do we talk about
it?
They don't really tell me they're worried. They're just like, oh, this is what's happening, and this is how we should respond to it. So it's just like a lot of like planning. My mom already gave me like numbers and like addresses of like my aunts and my relatives. If I need help, they're the ones I can reach out to.
And I get it because... yeah, we're adults, but we're still little. Yeah. So my mom is like, oh, I used to your sister's birth certificate. I mean, I don't think I should know that because, like, that's the point where, like, okay, you know, this is real. I shouldn't be worried about this. Or my sister should be worried that they're not going to have their mom. And they're still growing. So I'm like, okay, I don't want that for them, you know. So it is such a big thing.
Have your siblings said anything about the situation at all?
My little sister, she's really...
what?
The 8-year-old.
Oh, okay.
So she didn't know what it was, right? So for me to explain it to her, it was difficult because, you know, she sleeps with me. At night, she's like, Mana, is mommy gonna leave? Yeah. And it's hard, you know, because like, I live that. And I didn't want her to see, you know, like the first time Trump was elected, I was scared too. I was scared for my parents again, and again, I'm scared. And I didn't want her to see that. I didn't want any of them to see that. And, you know, I just don't want to go to school and them not be here because I don't want to... I just don't want to carry that. Not because I don't love my sisters, I don't love my family, but I want to live too. I know your little brother's been more with you, so.
Yeah, it's kind of the same. So since I am going far away, I'm kind of scared because we've made plans too. I feel like it's too much of a responsibility to have to like be the head of a household at... what, 18? Like, hello? I just think if anything were to happen, I'm going to be so far away that it's going to be so difficult to provide my family with help or, like, aid in some sort of way or try to help them out. And I'm really scared for that. Like, that's one of the reasons I'm scared to go to college because I'm going to be, like, gone. And yes, my mom's like, oh, it's a phone call away. But, like, in the case of an emergency, it's not that easy.
It's not that easy. It's really not. And, like, that's what I hate because I'm glad they're trying not to scare us. But, like, them not making us like alert of stuff is like scarier because you don't know how they feel and mm-hmm. they only want to carry that and you want to try to help them and it's like, oh, why are you not letting me?
Right.
Yes.
And it's just so difficult on me because mm-hmm. I want to be there. I want to help her like more now because it's like my last moments with them. Yeah. I feel like a necessity to do all of those things. Mm-hmm. Pero no se deja.
Yeah. I don't know because like my mom recently she started sharing her location. You never know. You never know. So I'm like, oh, ¿ya vienes? Or like, are you almost here? You know, I'm watching her come home. I'm like, literally 5 minutes. I look at it 5 minutes later. I'm looking at it again. I just want to make sure she's okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Going back a little bit to like your responsibilities as the oldest, when you're gone, who do you think like your responsibilities will be given to?
Well, I think my younger sister, she's going to turn 15. Mm-hmm. I think she's the one that's going to take the responsibility. Especially when my mom has to go, you know, like a little ticket, a parking ticket. I did that. I had to pay for those. I did everything. So I feel like she would have to learn. That's why, like, I'm doing like a little run trial before, like, you know, my mom has to do something. Go with her. Help her. Mm-hmm. She gets frustrated, though. She doesn't like to do it. I'm like, mm-hmm. you're going to have to do it. I'm going to leave in 2 months. Like, we have to learn before I leave. And I think it's like, I get it because me and you, we were the person that our parents helped the most. Yeah. And they didn't have to carry with that responsibility. But now that responsibility is removed from our shoulders and placed on theirs.
I know. And I feel kind of bad because I've done it for so long.
Yeah.
Like, we've done it for so long.
since I was three?
Literally. No, but my sister, she's going to turn 17. But again, I've done since we were little. Ask her. She knows.
And you don't really know.
I know. I'm like, okay, Google, how do I do this?
For real.
It's just, I feel like to adjust for her, it's going to be very difficult mm-hmm. at first. But again, it's not like I'm going to be super far away. She can always call me cualquier cosa. Talking again about high school, we just graduated. Okay. And we got to experience the new administration in our last year, our senior year. So were there any specific, like, changes or reactions you saw in your last year of high school through this administration?
I remember the election. Everybody would leave early to go vote.
I went to vote too. Yeah. It was my first time voting.
Yeah. I did see a lot of my friends, you know, go vote. And they had a little I voted sticker.
And they show it off to the
I was like, yo quisiera. But yeah, I just did see that when he won, a lot of fear set in. A lot of people didn't come to school for a little bit.
So, the day of the election, was it 4th? November 4th? 5th? Little sister, that was the day she was born.
Oh, yeah.
So, I was in the hospital. And just before I went to meet my sister for the first time, I went to vote. It was pretty big for me. And then the day after to see that, I was like, oh. Like, I remember checking, like, the live, like, election results.
Yes.
Is that what they're called?
How did she win? How did he win, bro? We were so close.
And then, school-wise, it was, again, because most of our friends and, like, everybody that could, they did their best to go vote. So
a lot of people, I would say, went, like, a lot.
To see that much, like, turnout and then get this result is kind of, like,
A question I have for you. What did it feel like, or, like, when I decided to make the tarjetas rojas?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so before you made them and, like, were giving them out to us, I had seen them on, like, TikTok and, like, social media. And they were all like, oh, now that with the new administration, make sure your parents have these. And I saw a specific TikTok of a teacher making them for, like, her kindergarten students. And I was like, wait, I need to get my hands on these.
Yeah.
But to my understanding, and I have a couple at home, but it's just, like, prints out little sheets. They're, like, really small, like, business card size. And it basically lists, like, the rights that all people should have, but undocumented people should remember that they have, that they shouldn't open the door, right?
Open the door, yeah.
Open the door, and that unless a warrant is given, they have the right to keep the door closed.
And silent.
And silent. Yes. They have the right to remain silent. I feel like in those times of like high stress when there's authority figures that are looking for you at your home, you kind of forget that, or like anywhere, because these raids are happening everywhere. So I just wanted to make sure my parents had those. And when I heard you were making those, I was relieved I helped you cut them out, right?
Yeah.
We all cut them out together, and then we made sure all of our friends had them too, mm-hmm. for their parents.
I remember we gave it to our class.
Did we have to print more?
I think we did.
Yeah,
we did.
And then when I got home, my mom has these like little like laminated sheet things, like mm-hmm. papers. So I laminated those, and I put them in their wallets for both of them. The next day, I was like, make sure that you have this with you, that you don't forget it.
Yeah.
And in case anything happens, show them this.
Yeah. When I saw that, I think we didn't go to school that day, the day before, right?
Yeah, I think we were off.
We were off. But when I saw that, I saw a lot of TikToks. I saw it on social media, and I was like, I don't have a printer. I don't have nothing. So me and my sisters were put to work. We were writing these down. We wrote them down, and I gave one to my sister, my mom, and my dad. And I was like, you know, I explained it to them, but obviously, you know, they don't care, but they should, actually, like, they really should. But then the next day, I remember I emailed my teacher. I emailed her very last minute. I was like, oh, I think you should print these out for me. Like, I think this would be helpful.
Llegamos, and they were there, and we put them in.
Right away, put a work.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. We've been friends for, like, a good amount of our high school life. How does it feel that we're leaving? How are we going to keep in touch?
We're all going different ways.
We are.
We're all going to different colleges, which is mm-hmm. kind of crazy, because I expected some of us to go, like, together. That's kind of scary.
I never thought I was going to leave. No, I didn't think.
But I know we'll keep in touch through, like, social media and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Our TikTok streak. ¿Cuántos días? Like 300 days?
Yeah.
300 days on that TikTok streak.
Almost a year.
So I know there'll be ways to communicate.
Yeah.
Since I know you guys really well, I know I won't be scared if you guys don't text me like every single day.
Yeah.
Like if it's like a monthly checkup thing, mm-hmm. like that's what we'll need. And we'll all be busy doing our own things, which I totally understand. So I think it's just going to be change at first because mm-hmm. we like talk on a day-to-day basis. It's just going to be a little hard to adapt to a few times a month or stuff like that.
I mean, I promise myself too, because I'm that type of person that when I see you anymore, I don't.
Please don't forget me. Please don't forget me.
I'm not. I won't. I trust. I put you in my college essay. But I think it would be difficult. But I would also understand, like, if you can't reach out, obviously you're going to be living your life. I'm going to be living mine. But, you know, a hi once wouldn't hurt. But, you know, I know that it's not going to be every day. Really hard. Bro, I can hear myself laugh.
ASMR.
Wait, actually, let's try it out.
Okay, okay. Ready?
ASMR. Those were two recent Milwaukee high school graduates who requested anonymity out of concern for their family's safety. Group Chat is our monthly segment featuring local voices that aren't typically heard, expressing their own opinions. It is produced by WUWM's Jimmy Gutierrez.
You can find more interviews like this one by visiting wuwm.com/lakeeffect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.